it's funny that this story came out. I seen it in, where was it? I think Breitbart today. And it's an example of what I've said before on this show, and more funny than that, yesterday, as you know, or at least some of you know, Tuesdays, I have a, an hour and a half drive. I do. I have an hour and a half drive into and out of the valley. Takes me 45 minutes to a half hour to get to, and even longer back, because when I drive back from Northridge, Chatsworth, Woodland Hills area, those of you who are from California know these areas. Those of you who are not, it's meaningless, but to go from there and then to Glendale or Pasadena, it's like a half hour, 45 minutes. And during traffic, forget about it. So I have a friend that I go see and I do some business with. And he is a uber, uber liberal. And we had this conversation yesterday because the night before when I was off at the store, I have my Patriot 780. I think it's actually 1130. It's on two stations out here in my... my car. So I'm listening to the Patriot, and they have Meghan McCain. Yes, Meghan McCain. If her father wasn't John McCain, she would not be on the radio. She would not be on Fox in the morning. She just wouldn't. And if her father loses his Senate seat, you will see Meghan McCain lose her radio gig and her TV gig, because she's horrible. Horrible. She really is. She's just horrible. And it's not just because she despises Trump. Okay? It's not just that she despises Trump. She's just bad. She's just bad. I mean, we've hit a point with politics where you have people in the Republican Party that have this mindset of, well, we have to, take a position on this or that. You know, we have to moderate on this, or we have to go along with that. To the point where then what's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat? What's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat? If you are going to side with Democrats on three or four or five issues that historically separates you, well, once you do that, what the hell's the difference between a Republican and a Democrat? It's then just a name. That's it. And in that case, do away with both political parties, and people just run on their name. They just run as a person. And Meghan McCain is one of those Republicans that when you're listening to her, you're not sure what side she's on. You sit there and go, well, is she a Republican or is she a Democrat? And you go, I don't get it. I don't, what is she? Who, like, I don't, I'm trying to hear. Now, when you want to talk about hating on Trump, Meghan McCain is not alone as far as the talk radio world goes. She's one of many. And this is part of the conversation that I had yesterday. So I'm listening to Meghan McCain just talk about how Trump is an a-hole and it just horrible. And all of her guests are extreme leftists. So she'll have a guest from a news program or an internet website, and they're all leftists. So she'll have a reporter, or I guess that's what they're called, reporters, from the Daily Beast. The Daily Beast. You can't get more leftist than the Daily Beast. And she'll sit there for 10 minutes with the reporter from the Daily Beast, running down Trump, running down different ideas that are historically Republican and conservative ideas. So it's amazing. It really is. It's amazing. So I'm listening to her. I come back to my house and I'm like, oh, God. Can't wait till McCain loses so she'll be gone. Oh. So yesterday I'm at my friend's, Mr. Extremist liberal, Mr. Over the top, uber liberal. And he goes, Hey man, that Trump comment, man, I'm seeing all over Facebook. This is it. He's done. I'm seeing even your Republican. There, he's done. It's over for him. And I go, well, you're not hearing the full story. I go, you're not hearing the full story because you get your news from Google, and you get your news from Yahoo, and you get your news from Facebook, and you get your news from CNN. You get your news like everyone else gets their news, which is Facebook, CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and none of them are discussing the full story on this Judge Curiel. You're not getting the full story. So we start going back and forth about the particulars of the Judge Curiel and the media and exactly who controls what in the media. And I said, you know something? Here's one of the big problems. The thing that Democrats have, besides the media in their back pocket, but they are unified no matter who is the president, no matter who is a Democrat, and no matter what the issue is. I go, it doesn't matter. Every Democrat, every news agency, every talk show host gets behind whatever that policy, whatever that issue, whatever that candidate is. End of story. End of story. I go, you will never turn on CNN ever and see Anderson Cooper delivering a message that is opposite of the message that Don Lemon is delivering. You will never tune in to Saturday Night Live, or you will never tune in to Bill Maher, or you'll never tune in to John Oliver, or you'll never tune in to Seth Meyers, or The View, and the messages conflict with the different shows and the different people. Once in a while, you will get somebody that goes rogue, like Bill Maher, as it pertains to Muslims. But other than that, Democrats fall in line, whether it's the New York Times, Washington Post, the BuzzFeeds, the Politicos, everybody falls in line. Everybody falls in line. And again, it's not just, oh, well, the candidate. No. The issues fall in line. The issues. I mean, look at gay marriage. Look at gay marriage. Hillary Clinton was against gay marriage. Barack Obama was against gay marriage. But they evolved. You know how people make fun of Donald Trump because they say, well, a 65-year-old man, a 69-year-old man can't evolve on abortion. Can't evolve on anything at that age. But nobody ever sits there and goes, well, Hillary Clinton evolved on gay marriage. She's 69. She evolved in her late 50s, early 60s. She evolved. Barack Obama, man, he evolved in 2 years. In his 50s, whoa, he evolved. But that's what Democrats do. So once one person gets in the room and they go, okay, here's what's going to happen. We are all behind gay marriage. Doesn't matter if you have to evolve, but this is our platform. So get the word out to every news agency. Get the word out to everybody that we control. And you do not stray away from this position. And they don't. They don't. They don't stray away from the position. Now, Republicans? Forget about it. Forget about it. Republicans are so divided. And again, I'm not just talking about candidacy. That's an extreme example. Because just like other things in this election cycle that Trump has kind of flushed out, this division has really been flushed out. But issues like immigration, gay marriage, trade, abortion, all these issues, you have large chunks of Republicans that are on opposite sides. They're on opposite sides. And the mouthpieces in their party, whether it's small sphere of press, or the big sphere of radio, are on opposite sides. You tune into Mark Levin, and he is a hard line anti-immigration. A political leader. A think tank, talk show hosts, whatever you want to call them. But listen, when you have millions of people listening to you and you're giving them your opinion and you're laying out arguments for or against something, that's you know, pretty big power. Same thing with Limbaugh. So you have someone like Levin, who is for deporting illegals, doing away with sanctuary cities, not giving driver's licenses to illegals. And then you shift over to Meghan McCain, and she's all about immigration reform. Well, you know, you got to have a pathway, and you can't deport them, and you got to get... So you have a party, you have a message, you have a policy, and you have thinkers and shakers and political speakers completely opposite. That doesn't happen with Democrats. So it's one message, various issues, and everybody toes the line. Now you could say, well, Rob, everybody needs to think for themselves, and you can't agree with something based on a party's ideology. If you don't agree with that little piece of a party platform, well, then don't be a Republican. Don't be a Democrat. Don't be affiliated with any party. But the whole point of being with a party is because you share all the views that that party has. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. If you are a network, if you are a radio network, and the whole purpose is to promote conservative Republican ideas or liberal, extremist, Democratic ideas, that's what you do. You don't have various shows, various hosts, various guests, all spewing different messages. You don't do that. MSNBC and CNN don't do it. They don't do it. Even when CNN has the pundits on that are pro-Republican ideas, it's one. So they're always outnumbered. They're always, always ganged up on. So you got the host, Anderson Cooper. Uber liberal. Yeah, I mean, you can't get more liberal than him. And then maybe you have Scotty Neal Hughes, pro-Trump. And then you go Van Jones, Paul Begala, Dana Bash. So they all talk about liberal ideas, liberal candidates. Republicans are bad. Donald Trump is garbage. And they all beat the crap out of the one Republican. And if they have a non-Trump Republican, and it's a Anna Navarro, or it's an SE Cup, they are liberal-washed Republicans. They are exactly what I'm talking about as far as not staying with the views and the issues that the majority of the Republican Party feel strongly about. So they go outside the lines. And Democrats don't do it. Democrats don't do it. You'll never turn on MSNBC, ever, and see Rachel Maddow do a 25-minute just scathing piece about Hillary Clinton and the global initiative, Clinton Foundation, whatever the hell it is. You'll never ever see Rachel Maddow do that, ever. And vice versa. You'll never see Rachel Maddow not do it and Lawrence O'Donnell do it. So you'll never sit there on MSNBC and see one host bury Hillary Clinton, bury the Democrats, bury an issue that is near and dear to the Democrats and the liberal agenda, and then another host, maybe Chris Hayes, do a 20-minute piece that goes against everything Lawrence O'Donnell or Rachel Maddow or Chris Matthews or Katie Turr or Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd just did. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. But you tune in to Fox, forget about it. You tune in to Fox, okay, and you watch Bill O'Reilly or Greta Van Susteren and, you know, do away with sanctuary cities, Judge Gonzalez. I watched at the height, and it's hard to tell which day was the height, because every day's been the height of the Judge Gonzalo controversy. But at the height, I think 2 days ago, I literally watched Sean Hannity and Megyn Kelly spend half their shows talking about the controversy and saying exactly the opposite of what each other was talking about. So here's Megyn Kelly. She's supposed to be a Republican. She's supposed to be a Republican. Fox News is supposed to be the Republicans' TV channel. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's been labeled for the last 10, 20, 30, whatever, however many years it's been around. I mean, Obama banned it. Okay, you want to talk about a fascist? Obama banned Fox News back in 2009. They even labeled Fox News not a real news service, not a real news channel. I mean, you want to talk about fascists? You want to talk about, well, how's Trump going to treat the media? I don't know. How about Obama? They were banning Fox reporters. They're banning Fox from covering events. What, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Come on. So Fox News is supposed to be the Republicans' news channel. It's supposed to be pro-Republican. Regardless, if you're a liberal and you go, well, what they're arguing is wrong. They're trying to put lipstick on a pig. Okay, doesn't matter. That's the Republicans' network, plain and simple. Plain and simple. Just like the rest of the media world is the liberal mouthpiece. That's the one teeny tiny safe haven that Republicans have. It's the one teeny tiny safe haven. That's it. The one little teeny tiny thing. Republicans have no newspapers. Republicans have no television networks. Republicans have very limited websites. That's the one small, tiny little thing Republicans have. One teeny tiny thing. And depending on when you watch Fox News, depending on what part of the country you're in, if you're talking California, you get all the shows twice. So you get the shows live, and then it replays. You follow me? You understand. Okay. So, depending on what time you come in, you got Sean Hannity on. And Sean Hannity is breaking down the Judge Kirrell controversy. And Sean Hannity's talking about all the ties that Kirrell has from the La Raza lawyer group to the HNBA, that group, that organization that put out calls for boycotts of all Trump business ventures. And Kirrell is part of that group. I mean, Hannity goes through all of the ties that would lead Donald Trump to say, hey, I don't think I can get a fair shake from this judge. I don't think I can get a fair shake from this judge. Hannity lays out the Clinton ties, the lawyers donating money. We went through this all yesterday and the day before. There's a story on our website about it. So Hannity lays it all out. Top to bottom. And you're like, yeah, okay, all right. Sure, I get it. Trump is not a politician. Sometimes he's not very artful how he speaks, how he talks. He talks like an everyday person, like all of us. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how to say nothing but say something. He doesn't know how to say yes and no. You know, he just doesn't. So you watch this and go, okay, you know, he's not a racist. Maybe how he said something wasn't artful, but not a racist. So Hannity gets over with, and you're like, okay, cool. And you tune in to Megyn Kelly, and she's saying everything the opposite that Sean Hannity's saying. She's basically saying Trump is a racist. La Raza, that doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. This happened then. This happened there. It's all BS. Trump's a racist. Good night. And you're like, wait a minute. What just happened? What just happened? Is this Fox News? What did I just see? And they do that every day. Every day. Every day. Democrats don't do it. You listen to Rush Limbaugh, you got Rush on, and you're going, love Rush. He's talking about A, B, C, and D. And then you tune over to Glenn Beck, and Glenn Beck's praying that Donald Trump dies. He's talking with somebody else about Donald Trump being killed. You would never, ever hear this with liberal talk, rather it's the limited amount of radio that they control, or the huge amount, of print, television, and internet media they control. I mean, a month ago or 2 months ago, they systematically called the pipeline of getting on point and said, okay, guys, we need to now put pressure on Bernie and basically put the message out that Bernie needs to get out. He's wasting everybody's time. Hillary Clinton is the nominee. Enough fooling around. We need to go after Trump. And every talk show, every comedy show, every internet, I mean, it was Bernie Sanders needs to get out. Bernie Sanders is a joke. You didn't have Rachel Maddow doing a show for an hour talking about how awesome Bernie Sanders is, and he is the future, and we need him. And then Lawrence O'Donnell going, Bernie Sanders needs to get out. Hillary Clinton is the future. Is it? And then Chris Hayes, Bernie Sanders is the greatest. And then Washington Post, Bernie Sanders is the greatest in the world. And then the New York Times, Bernie Sanders is the worst person in the world. No. And CNN, Anderson Cooper, we really need to. No. Boom, 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 boom. Everybody, Bernie Sanders is a joke. Saturday Night Live. Bernie Sanders is just hanging around. He's a joke. BuzzFeed. Daily Beast. I mean, the list goes on and on. And that's why Republicans will never win. They just never will win. Because of this. Because Republicans don't stick together. They don't stay on message. And what I mean by message, let's put it this way. Just look at the platform. The Republican platform. The Republican platform is no abortion. No abortion. No exceptions. No abortion. But the majority of the candidates that run for president all have exceptions. So why don't they change the platform? Either change the platform to reflect all these candidates that have exceptions, or tell all the candidates that they can't have exceptions. But there's not one Democrat. There's not one Democrat that goes against the platform. There's not one. And if there is, they're meaningless. They're meaningless in the grand scheme of things. You've never had legitimate candidates running for president, like real candidates, not Lincoln Chafee, but real candidates go against the platform. This has never happened. This just never happened. Republicans, it's a constant thing. And like we had this discussion many times months ago, weeks ago, Republicans need to control the media. Republicans need to control the media. There needs to be a new breed of Republican that comes in to the fold, because everything they do is old school. And old school doesn't get you elected. You need to control the media. You need to control the message. And you would think, as much as old school Republicans hate Trump, that they would have learned from Trump. But no. They dismiss it as, well, he's a reality star. He's got name recognition. Okay? You're going to dismiss the works that he has done with the media, playing them, scamming them, fooling them, baiting them, loving them, hating them, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, network. I mean, you're going to dismiss all of that. You're going to dismiss all of that and still talk about, well, if we control the House, and I mean, that's all you hear. That's all you hear. And all my Republican friends that are listening, remember, year after year after year, we're told, well, if we control the House, things are going to be different. We control the Senate and the House, things are going to be different. Okay, if we control the White House, the House, and it's not about controlling the House. It's not about controlling the Senate. It's not even about controlling the White House. It's about controlling the media. It's about controlling the media. You can have a politician who is hardcore on a position. You can have a politician who is pro Diet Coke. I mean, he is pro Diet Coke and will fight tooth and nail for Diet Coke. And guess what? If he starts going on to Google, he starts going on to Yahoo, he starts going on to Facebook, he starts watching Saturday Night Live, he starts watching CNN, he starts seeing pro Dr. Pepper in the media, within 6 months, that hardcore Diet Coke senator or congressman will then be Dr. Pepper. I mean, the only reason gay marriage became what it became was because the media created the acceptance of gay marriage. So in turn, Hillary Clinton, Obama, and other people that were against it became for it. Because every TV program, every website, every newspaper article, everything was pro-gay marriage. TV shows, Glee, things of that nature, pro-gay marriage, pro-gay, pro-gay. It wasn't that the country changed. It wasn't like the country woke up one morning and went, you know what? I love gay marriage. I love gay marriage. Just like, do you think the country woke up one day and went, you know what? I love dudes with boobs. I love dudes with boobs. Matter of fact, forget dudes with boobs. I love dudes that just wake up and go, I'm feeling like a girl today. Really, you think America just woke up and went, yep. I like a marble sack with my woman. Yep, I like to reach down there and grab the marbles. It didn't happen. You think that happened because the media created this awakening. The media created this awakening. And then in turn, politicians go, oh, this is what we're going to do. We're going to put bathrooms here. We're going to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on campaigns to say, go pee wherever you want. Right? And still Republicans haven't learned that. I listened to Mary Matlin talk to Glenn Beck for 15 minutes yesterday about, we could control the house, and if we could build our cult, you've been winning. You control both branches. That's not the problem, dummy. You've been in politics for your entire life. See, you got to remember all these old schoolers. You got to remember all these old schoolers all got into politics when there was just a newspaper. It was just a newspaper and 30 minutes of nightly news, world news, nightly news with Dan Rather. And that's how they built the political machine off of. And all the millionaires and billionaires built their empires, as far as political machines are concerned, with nightly news, newspapers. And Democrats, they actually took a page from the Nazis. The Democrats went, you know what we got to do? We got to control the message that goes out to the American people. We've got to control what they read. We got to control what they see. And if we can control this, and we can put what we want, then we will rule the world. Yes. And then they started. Cable was created, and cable news networks were created. The internet was created, and different websites. And this entire time, Republicans are like, oh, I'm going to just keep funding these politicians because that's the way you control the government. That's the way you control the universe. That's the way, because I've got 8 senators in my pocket. I've got 6 congressmen in my pocket. I've donated $5 million. Yeah, this is going on, and you got Yahoo, Google. You got all these tech giants starting up, being created, and everybody that works for them are young liberals. And they control the messages, and they control the information. I mean, there's a huge story out today about how the creators of Google are working in the Hillary Clinton campaign. Google, search engine. Guys that created Google, I mean, if that's not more of a wake up, I mean, Facebook seemed to be like that jarring kick to the gonads, and all the conservatives went, "Hey, wait a minute, my 12-year-old kid is on Facebook. My 12-year-old kid's on Facebook. And if the only news feed he's getting is liberal gibberish, oh my God, duh. Yeah, you keep making sure that some crazy right-wing conservative kook job from the 16th district of Missouri is in your pocket. Because, he's gonna get legislation. No, he's not going to do nothing. You wasted your money because old schoolers like Mary Matlin and all these other goofballs are like, well, you know, when we control. I mean, Mark Levin, the guys from the Reagan era, the 80s. Well, I worked in the Reagan White House. Republican Party's doomed. Absolutely no unity. I mean, did you guys listen? Did you hear Hugh Hewitt? You know, I always talk about Hugh Hewitt, that putz. But remember, Hugh Hewitt was the big Cruz supporter. He likes to say he was neutral in this whole primary process, but he was a Cruz man. He goes, I'm just having a, here's my prediction. Here's my prediction. This is my prediction. No one's going to reach the required delegate count. It's going to go to a contested convention, and Cruz is going to win it on second ballot. That's what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen. Hewitt was the guy that was all about strategic voting. He was the guy that was all about strategic voting. Now, if you're a Cruz supporter, what you got to do is you got to vote for Kasich here, and you got to vote for Rubio here, and you got to do this, and then eventually this will give you. That's Hugh Hewitt, another 80s Republican. Another old school 80s Republican who still thinks like an old 80s Republican. Remember, he did the CNN debate and he was a commentator for CNN. Well, he's on MSNBC now. Remember, we talked about this the other day. He's on MSNBC. They hired him because MSNBC is no longer leaning forward. No. No, they're not. They are not. They've got people like Michael Steele, and they got people like Hugh Hewitt. So Hugh Hewitt works for MSNBC. But here's what I was talking about in the beginning, because this is it's old school, no unity, not controlling the media. These are all the problems of the Republicans and why we're effing doomed. So Hewitt, this is what Hewitt says, okay? Donald Trump, this is what he says. The GOP should change convention rules to get rid of Donald Trump. It's like ignoring stage 4 cancer. You can't do it. You got to go attack it. And right now, the Republican Party is facing, the plane is headed towards the mountain after the last 72 hours. I want to support the nominee of the party, BS, but I think the party ought to change the nominee because we're going to get killed with this nominee. I've never said that. I waited until after the primary was over. I stayed Switzerland to the end. BS. 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 They ought to get together and let the convention decide. And if Donald Trump pulls over a makeover in the next 4 to 5 weeks, great. They could keep him. It would be better if he has done so 5 weeks ago. The rules don't change so that the GOP can dump Trump. There needs to be a personality transplant in Trump power. Never, ever, ever would you hear this from Rachel Maddow, Chris Matthews, Lawrence O'Donnell, ever. And let's face it, you can go through the history of the Clintons. You could go through new history in the past 6 years of the Clintons. You literally can add that up on paper. Like all the bads, the checks, bad this, bad that. The fact that the FBI, I mean, yeah, we have the first woman nominee in the history. And we also have the first nominee ever being investigated by the FBI. Forget Trump's civil suit. We've never had anybody investigated by the FBI running for president. Okay, you can make this list. And make an argument by polls that Bernie Sanders should be the nominee. You could make the same argument. Hugh Hewitt saying Donald Trump is a disaster, even though he has more votes, the GOP should dump him and go with someone else. That same argument can be made on the liberal side. But liberals won't do that. Liberals won't do that. That's why they win. Okay? That's why they win. That's why they win. That's why Democrats don't care about House seats. They don't care. As long as they have the White House and as long as they control the media, that's all that matters. Sure, they want to win those seats for their people. There's a bit of loyalty there. So for their people. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter. Because they know as long as they control the internet, as long as they control cable, as long as they control TV, as long as they control every aspect of media, it doesn't matter if it's a Republican or if it's a Democrat. Whatever message they want to get out there will get out there because the media will put it out there. And that senator, that congressman, that whoever will be sitting there at their computer, maybe they're on their Facebook, maybe they're on Yahoo, maybe they're on Google, and whatever that issue that the Democrats want passed will just be popping up in their alerts. And eventually, that bill will be passed. End of story. End of story. So there's Hugh Hewitt. So again, you're sitting there listening to Rush. And you're like, okay, yeah, all right. And then you go to Hugh Hewitt and he's going, dump Trump. F him. F the voters. F them. You go to Democrats And one by one, they will defend Hillary Clinton. They will defend Bill Clinton. I mean, guys, let's be fair. There's no way every Democrat that is in office today looks at Bill Clinton and pretends everything in his past it was all Republican stories, all made up. And the only thing that's real is Monica Lewinsky. And it was just an innocent indiscretion. You damn well know there's handfuls of Democrats that are disgusted by Bill Clinton, but they don't say nothing. They toe that line. You know there are Democrats that are disgusted that Hillary Clinton used her office, used the Secretary of State to funnel money in and out of that Clinton Global Initiative. You know it. You know it. You 100% know. But they toe the line. They toe the line. They bite their tongue. Do what they're supposed to do. They do what they're supposed to do. No different than the media. They toe the line. Look at the stuff that they're going after Trump over. I mean, it's garbage. Garbage. They've spent more time on Trump University and Judge Carell's that whole controversy than Hillary Clinton. I mean, listen, you want to talk about racist? You want to talk about a racist statement? When Hillary Clinton is telling a black radio show she carries hot sauce in her swag bag and that she's pandering to them, I don't know. That got no play. When her and Bill Blasio are talking about colored people's time, that got no play. That got no play. Absolutely no play. When the Inspector General came out and said, you know what? We never gave Hillary Clinton permission. What she did was wrong. And that completely contradicts Hillary Clinton saying she got permission. It lasted a day. It lasted 2 days tops. The media said, no. That's not what we do. You need to learn, Republicans. You go to Fox and you got Megyn Kelly going rogue against Sean Hannity. I mean, you got the different hosts. Get the different hosts. You got the Five. You got them. Greg Gutfield, he's going after Trump. It's like, what is going on? Hugh Hewitt, dump Trump. Oh, my God. It's amazing. Issue after issue. Like I said, you could listen to Hugh Hewitt. You could listen to Meghan McCain. You could listen to Glenn Beck, and all of them will have different one will have a different feeling on immigration than the other. One will have a different feeling on abortion than the other. One will have a different feeling about trade than the other. It's just amazing. One will have a different opinion on war than the other. It's just amazing. It's amazing. And that's why we as Republicans are doomed. That's why we're doomed. Because we have the Karl Roves, And Bill Kristol. It's a magazine. Who prints magazines anymore? I mean, there you go. Larry Flint and Hugh Hefner have stopped printing magazines. And that's porno, okay? Everybody loves porn. And they're like, yeah, this is, it's just not working anymore. It's just not there anymore. And here's Bill Kristol pumping out magazines. Pumping out.
Well, yeah, you got to, you know, it's the National Review. It's got magazines.
But nobody reads that. No, you don't. It's useless.
Well, okay.
All right.
Oh, God.
All right. So, doomed we are. Effing doomed. From you, Hewitt, on down. We're doomed.